original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't win. It's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Welcome back to beautiful Somerset Park in Sabetha. Another beautiful night for baseball. It's the second game of our doubleheader on the MSC Sports Radio Network tonight. Doniphan County and Sabetha. The final winner's bracket game here this evening. The winner will advance to take on Marysville. That'll be on Wednesday night. Johnny came back with you. Justin Fluke alongside of me. Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. Doniphan County, 15-11 on the year. Sabetha, they are 21-9. So with that, we are set to go for our final game of the doubleheader here this evening. Justin, we saw a good game in game number one with Marysville winning 4-0, and we expect another good one here between these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, you get in this situation, and I mean, it's a semifinal, so we've talked about the difference. You win this, but you only have two wins to win the tournament. You lose this one, you have to win like five. So there's a lot of pressure in a game like this, and teams try to come out, pitchers want to set the tone, but I feel like it's another game in which, you know, whichever team can grab the early lead, maybe played a couple runs, kind of do something to get some momentum and confidence brewing on their side, that could go a long ways in a game like this, in a tournament like this. So these two teams obviously very familiar with each other, no secrets. We'll see which team can just show up, come out, and get the job done here in this one tonight.
Odd for Sabetha this evening, the number one overall seed, but they're going to be the visitors on their home field here tonight. They will bat first. Their lineup looks like this. Leading things off will be the right fielder, Darren Funk. In the two spot, the second baseman, Brayden Argabright. Hitting third is the catcher, Josh Sherman. Batting cleanup is the first baseman, Cooper Bradbury. Hitting fifth is the left fielder, Jonathan Renier. In the sixth spot, in center field, Marcus Bauman. Batting seventh, the third base, Harper Schmelzy. Hitting eighth, the pitcher, Christian McAfee. And rounding things out is a shortstop, Matthew Garber. He'll be facing Alex Leibel of Doniphan County tonight. He will be making his sixth start of the season. He is 1-1. With a even 5 earned run average on the year, thrown 21 innings, allowed 15 earned runs, 11 strikeouts compared to just 6 walks. So he is not a strikeout pitcher. He's a guy that pitches to contact and uses his defense to help do that here tonight. Well, thanks to some of our Legion Baseball sponsors, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Highland Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Highland Community College, KimeTS Trucking of Sabetha, C&K Service, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger, the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, allowing our broadcast to happen here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You mentioned Alex Leibel. Here's the rest of his defense behind him. His battery mate is Charlie Grable around the Doniphan County infield. It's Trent Spiker at third base. Braden Chalfont is at shortstop. Kobe Davis, the second baseman, and Brock Studer will be at first. In the outfield for D.C., it's Cole Franken in left field, Connor Hayes in center, and Cale Hamilton in right field, rounding out the Doniphan County defense.
So with that, we're set to go. Darren Funk will dig in to lead things off from the left side. For Sabetha, Leibel's first offering is a fastball high and outside. Darren Funk, a 318 average on the year, 27 hits and 85 at-bats. He has 14 RBIs. 1-0 is a fastball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Darren Funk.
So I haven't seen enough Legion games this summer to know, but there was some buzz, I guess, in the stands and around that some folks were a little bit surprised it was Alex Leibel getting the start here for Doniphan County pitching in this game tonight.
Yeah, because Doniphan County has Trent Spiker, who's probably one of their aces, you could say, if not the ace of the staff. So he will not get the start. Instead, it's Leibel against Sabetha, as Darren Funk now fouls the ball out of play, and it's 2-2 against it. But I guess the good thing is you have Spiker that will start at third base, and he is able to go here today at any point if need be. Now 2-2 the count on Funk. Here's the offering from Leibel. It's a fastball low and away, and that'll move the count full to the first hitter of the night.
Another curious question, Johnny, because things have changed a lot since I did a lot of play-by-play during the summer for Legion Ball. We'll get to it in a moment.
Now the 3-2. High fly ball into center field, playable for Connor Hayes, who takes a couple of steps to his right and makes the grab for out number one.
So my question is, once you get into postseason zone tournament, are you not able to use the extra hitter or a designated hitter? Is that just something the teams aren't doing tonight, or is that part of it?
You can still have a designated hitter, but you just cannot have the extra hitter in postseason. Last night we saw Doniphan County actually use the designated hitter for the pitcher Connor Hayes. As he threw a gem against Seneca last night. Here's Braden Argerbright, perhaps one of the best hitters throughout the entire league. He was the MVP of the league 2 years ago. This year, a 409 average. He pops the ball to the left side, but that'll get out of play. Augie, 409 average, 27 hits, 19 RBIs. He does have a couple of long balls on the season as well. Uses a wood bat from the left side. Now he swings and pops the ball to left field and fairly deep. Cole Franken giving chase. He's going to go into a dive, and he makes the grab. What a great play by Cole Franken out in left field. Didn't get a great jump, but was able to recover in time and make a dive and pick up out number two for his pitcher, Alex Leibel.
What a phenomenal catch. I mean, a well-struck ball by Argerbright, but Franken read it, just chugging as hard as he could, the ball kind of fading away from him towards the foul line, and he had to lay out for that, his only chance of making the catch. If he doesn't get that, it could roll to the fence and be a triple or something, but great play by Franken. What a catch.
We talked about Corning having guys from multiple schools. Doniphan County, again, just like that. Franken from a Doniphan West. Some Riverside guys. You've also got
Troy.
Troy out there as well for Doniphan County. Now batting Josh Herman for Sabetha. He's been their best hitter this year, 474 average, 29 RBIs, which is by far and away the team lead. Fastball misses low. It's now 3-0 on Herman with Cooper Bradbury awaiting on deck. Herman with an on-base percentage of .663 this season. So that pretty much just tells the story for what he has done here this summer. Fastball in for a strike. Now 3-1 on Herman. Here's a 3-1 from Leibel. Bounce to the left side. It'll be playable for the third baseman. Spiker will step throw. It's a low throw, but dug out by his first baseman, Brock Studer. They're going to call it an out as the ball then popped out of Studer's glove, where they're going to say it was after he had made the initial catch. So a good snag by Studer, and that'll end the top of the first inning. So three up, three down, one to the bottom of inning number one. DC coming to bat for the first time, and we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, no score with Doniphan County coming to bat for the first time. Braden Chalfant will lead things off. He's the shortstop. In the two spot is the catcher, Charlie Grable. Batting third is the third baseman, Trent Spiker. Hitting cleanup is the right fielder, Kale Hamilton. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Alex Leibel. Hitting sixth is the second baseman, Kobe Davis. Batting seventh in left field, Cole Franken. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Brock Studer. And batting ninth to round things out in center field is Connor Hayes. He'll be facing Christian McAfee of Sabetha. He is making his sixth start of the year, 28 and a third innings. An ERA for McAfee of 4.45. 25 strikeouts compared to 18 walks for McAfee. With that, here's Braden Chalfant to lead things off. We'll take a fastball high. Braden was on base four times last night. Three walks and was hit by a pitch. Right-handed hitter awaits the offering from Christian McAfee, and it's a little bit low. 2-1 the count on Braden Chalfant. He also scored a pair of runs that last night did Braden, and he was named our co-player of the game. Now he swings at a fastball high and inside, and he comes up empty, and they'll move the count to 2-2. And the two-strike pitch. Fastball, call strike three on the outside corner. So Christian McAfee starts off his night with a backwards K, and there is one out in the bottom of the first. Got to bring up now Charlie Grable. He had an RBI single last night, was 1-for-4. First pitch fastball, catches the outside on the black. Charlie, a left-handed hitter for Doniphan County. The 0-1, breaking ball high and outside. Again, a beautiful night for baseball. Temperatures in the mid-70s, virtually no wind here tonight. Couldn't ask for much better on a July evening. The 1-1-2 Grable is going to hit him on the right hip. So Grable will be on with one away on the hit-by-pitch. And now here is the dangerous Trent Spiker. Had a tough day yesterday. It was officially 0-for-4. On the year, though, he's had a decent season. You'd say probably a really good season. 4.13 average, 19 RBIs, and 19 runs scored. First pitch fastball. This is a little bit low and away to Trent Spiker. Grable does have 10 stolen bases on the year, so he is definitely a threat to run. Not running, and a fastball misses low, and it's 2-0 to Spiker. Grable, a decent-sized lead over at first. Get an extra step. Not running, and the 2-0 is a fastball at the knees for a strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Grable again not running, and the 2-1 is a fastball high and inside, so a hitter's count for Trent Spiker with Cale Hamilton awaiting on deck.
Right now the biggest problem for Charlie Grable is seeing the signs. He's looking right into that sun over towards his third base coach, having him go through the signs a couple more times so he can pick up on
them. Out running in the 3-1 is a fastball, a pitch to the outside. That'll move the count full 3-2. Good selection by Spiker on a 3-1 pitch. You're just looking for one spot that you can handle. That pitch is a little bit on the outside edge. Knew he couldn't do a whole lot with it, so he just lives to see if he can get another good pitch here on 3-2. The payoff. He'll throw his bat out and pop it into center, and actually it's going to drive Bauman deep. He came in on it first, then he goes back and he makes the grab for out number two.
Yeah, good adjustment there by Bauman. It didn't look like Spiker was able to get much of his full body weight into that swing, but the ball carried quite a ways and fooled all of us, including Bauman, who has great speed and able to overcome it and get back to make the play.
So now a two away and a runner at first base. Here is Cale Hamilton, the best hitter on the Dauphin County team, a .453 average this year. He has 31 RBIs in 24 games, and he has scored 18 runs. Hamilton, a big right-handed bat in this Doniphan County lineup. Grable, another decent lead over at first, not running, and a first pitch fastball misses high. Grable again not running, and a bouncing ball hit right to the shortstop Garber. He'll go the short way to second base, and that'll retire the side. So, one man left. We played one complete. No score between Sabetha and Doniphan County here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Start of inning number two. No score between Doniphan County and Sabetha. Alongside Justin Fluke, I am Johnny King. Kirk Kilman, our man, back at the studio, taking care of us. Oh, pretty easy. First inning for both pitchers, for both Doniphan County and Sabetha, one base runner through the first inning of play. Sabetha will have 4-5-6 here in the second inning. Remind you to stay tuned after the game. We'll pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Plenty of time in this game for someone to go ahead and take those honors. But Cooper Bradbury will lead things off for the Raptors. Be followed by Jonathan Renier and then Marcus Bauman. First offering from Alex Leibel is a fastball, low and away. Bradbury, the first baseman for Sabetha. Again, a fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-0 for Bradbury. He's got a .353 average, 18 hits and 51 at bat. 15 RBIs. And he has also walked 11 times. There's a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. 2-1 to count on Bradbury.
So far, so good for Leibel, but he's been working behind in the count against most of the hitters he's faced so far.
Now the 2-1. Fastball just off the outside edge, a little bit low as well. 3-1 on Cooper Bradbury. He went to three balls against Funk, three balls against Herman, and now three balls to Cooper Bradbury. So three of the first four batters he has faced. The 3-1. There's a ball hit off the fist to the right side. The second baseman, Davis, charges, steps, throws, and it's out number one.
Davis was a little bit worried there if the ball was going to get to him in time. He was charging it, and I think for a while he thought, maybe I should barehand this to make sure I get the out, but did a good job judging it and getting to the ball quickly and still able to flip the short throw in time for out number one.
Hard part about a ball like that, too, it's got some side spin on it as well. You've got to make sure you catch it cleanly. So now there's Jonathan Renier. He digs in from the right side. First pitch fastball is in there at the letters for strike one. Renier has 13 hits on the year, 12 RBIs. Swings at a ball that is low and inside. He comes up empty, and he's now down an 0-2 hole. That's been his struggle this year, is strikeouts. Got a protected 0-2, and here's the pitch. Bounce to the left side. That's going to get fouled into the Sabetha dugout.
Little curtain call there for Paul Hurl, I guess. He made a nice little play. Must have been getting some either harazin or some applause. He took his hat off and took a little bow.
And if you know Paul Hurl, he is always one for the dramatics. He'll definitely oblige anything like that. 1-2 the count on Jonathan Renier.
I mean, it was a backhanded, barehand grab going into the dugout.
I think he lives to try to make a play like that. 1-2. Fastball low and away. 2-2 the count on Renier. Leibel, if anything, has had his pitch count taxed here early on. But still, throwing well, the 2-2. Line shot back up the middle. It's going to go off of Leibel to the shortstop. Chalfant will step and throw in plenty of time. 4-2. So good job by Chalfant to recover after it went off the leg of Alex Leibel. He appears to be all right.
Yeah, 1-6-3. I think it caught him just above the knee and didn't slow it down very much. So Chalfant was able to make the throw in time.
Two out, bases empty for Marcus Baumann. First pitch to him is low and away. Marcus, 370 average, 30 hits and 81 at-bats. Another right-handed hitter in this Sabathia lineup, the 1-0. High fly ball into deep left center field, giving chase to the center fielder Hayes. He camps underneath it, and he makes the grab, and that'll end the inning. Three up, three down. One to the bottom of inning number two. Still no score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Justin Fluke, Johnny came back here at Somerset Park in Sabathia. Winner's bracket of the AA Zone Tournament. No score in the bottom of inning number two. Alex Leibel set to lead things off for Dauphin County. Gets Christian McAfee. First pitch for McAfee is a fastball. Low and inside for ball one. Middle of the order due up in this bottom of the second inning for Dauphin County. Fastball misses low and inside to Alex Leibel, and it's 2-0. Leibel 1-for-3 last night, an RBI single, scored a run, was also hit by a pitch. Now he sends a deep shot into center field, giving chase to Baumann, and it's going to go over his head. It'll roll all the way to the track. Leibel around first, he'll stand up at second base with a leadoff stand-up double. And Dauphin County with something going early on here in the bottom of the second inning.
First base hit of the game and deepest ball we've seen hit in this contest.
This is mirror. It seemed like ball's kind of carrying a little bit tonight.
Certainly did there, yeah. And even off the bat of Spiker an inning ago, it seemed to carry a little bit too.
Yeah, no wind though here at Somerset Park in Sabathia, but not a ton of humidity either, so the ball is going to travel a little more. So Leibel is second base with nobody out for Kobe Davis. Kobe had a single. He got an RBI yesterday, also a run scored. First offering is a fastball inside that nearly clips the front leg of Davis, but he gets out of the way.
Got 80 degrees and very little humidity. It sounds like a perfect July night for some postseason baseball.
It's all supposed to get into the 60s tonight.
I'll take it.
1-0. Fastball low and away. Actually, they're going to catch the outside corner for a strike. That'll put the count 1-1. Craig Shockey is our home plate umpire. Terry Smith out on the field tonight. Now the 1-1. Davis flicks his bat out and fouls it back and out of play. And the winner of this game will get Marysville on Wednesday night in the winner's bracket semifinals at 8 o'clock. And the 1-2 to Davis. He looks like he managed to try to stick his elbow out there to get hit by that pitch, but it just misses, and it's now 2-2.
I want to protect that elbow a bit. He's a third-year starting quarterback for Riverside this year, longest tenured starting quarterback in the Big 7 League, and an all-leaguer at that.
Hard to believe that's just coming up here in about, a month and a half or so. There's a swing and a foul back to the screen. Still 2-2 on Davis.
I was asked earlier tonight between games how the pigskin preview is coming along. So, yeah, people are kind of getting a little bit of that football fever, I guess. They're starting to think about fall sports as the summer kind of winds down.
There's a fastball. It's going to be spiked in and get away from the catcher, Herman. That's going to allow Leibel to take third base. So the go-ahead run is 90 feet away for Doniphan County here in the bottom of the second inning. An RBI opportunity now for Kobe Davis. 3-2 count against him. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat coming from Christian McAfee. McAfee gets the sign, comes set. The payoff pitch is lined into left field. That is going to get down for a base hit. Leibel had to wait a split second, but he will score. It's an RBI single for Kobe Davis, and Doniphan County leads 1-0.
Just a great hit there by Kobe Davis. What a great at-bat. Worked seven pitches before finally getting one that he could drive into left field. And the pass ball proves pretty big, at least for the moment, although with still nobody out. I think Doniphan County felt pretty good about a leadoff double and being able to find a way to get that run in.
15th RBI of the year for Kobe Davis. He'll be at first base with still nobody out. Now here's Cole Franken. Franken was one of our players of the game last night for Doniphan County. He had two hits, an RBI, two runs scored. He was on base three times.
Yeah, I heard you were in the giving spirit last night. Get a couple different players of the game.
Why not? There's a bouncing ball headed to left field. It's a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Doniphan County. They lead 1-0 and looking for more here in the bottom of the second inning. Back-to-back hits from Davis and Franken, and now first and second, still nobody out for Brock Studer.
Yeah, getting some pretty good swings right now against McAfee through the middle of this lineup for Doniphan County. We talked about it early on, which team will be able to establish a lead, grab a little momentum and confidence, and right now that team's post 55.
Studer had a good night last night as well. He was on base twice, scored twice, had an RBI double. He'll swing at the first pitch here, pop it up into left field high, giving chase to the left fielder Renier. He'll make the grab on the run, and there's one away.
Definitely had time to get there for that one. That ball was skied up on the first pitch that Studer saw, but more importantly for Sabetha, they get a big out here in this bottom of the second inning.
There's Connor Hayes. He was the pitcher for D.C. last night, so he did not bat. On the year, just a .206 average for Connor, seven hits and 34 bats. First pitch for McAfee is low and away for ball one. Hayes is the center fielder for D.C. this evening. He bats with Kobe Davis at second, Cole Franken at first, and one away. D.C. leads 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. McAfee sets, takes a look back at second, now brings the pitch, and it's a big swing and a miss by Connor Hayes, and now 1-1. Doniphan County with one run on three hits so far. Here's the 1-1, a fastball low and away. Now a throw down to second base. Nobody was even on the bag. And the second baseman, Argerbright, had to run it down to keep it from going into center field. So 2-1 the count on Connor Hayes. And the pitch. Line shot back up off the pitcher, McAfee. He'll step field and throw to first. He took a shot right to the midsection. He was able to knock it down, and He had the wherewithal just to throw the ball to first base. Now the home plate umpire and also head coach Paul Hurl of Sabathia going to come out and have a quick check on McAfee because that ball was absolutely scorched by Connor Hayes. It does move both runners up into scoring position with two outs. And McAfee tells Coach Hurl that he is okay. So 1-3 on the putout. Now two outs, runners at second and third, and a prime opportunity for Braden Chalfant at the top of the order of Doniphan County. Chalfant struck out looking against McAfee to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Now a big spot here. They'll swing at the first pitch, bounce it to the left side, but that'll get foul.
Yeah, how big is this at bat? The difference in a potentially 1-0 or 3-0 game.
Exactly.
Heading into the third inning. Base hit would score a couple. An out would make Sabathia feel pretty darn good to get out of this just one run across after the first three batters of the inning all had a base hit.
Now the 0-1. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone for a strike, and it's now 0-2 on Chalfant. Yeah, if he could just put the ball in the outfield, it would score both runs because Sabathia's playing deep. Now Chalfant has to protect. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, he just gets his bat on it and flicks it out of play to the right side. Stays alive at 0-2. So one thing about McAfee, he's not a strikeout pitcher, although he did strike out Chalfant in the first inning, but he is not a guy that strikes out a ton of guys. Now the 0-2 is a fastball that's low and blocked by Josh Herman, his catcher, to save a run. McAfee, 25 strikeouts. All in the year is all he had. There's a bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the third baseman, Schmelzley. He'll throw in time, and that will end the threat. So Doniphan County strands two, but they do plate one. And after two complete, it's 1-0. Doniphan County on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to inning number three we go with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you. It is now 1-0, Doniphan County leading Sabathia. Lower third of the Sabathia lineup, it'll be Harper Schmelzley, then Christian McAfee and Matthew Garber. Sabathia still looking for their first base runner of this game against Alex Leibel, who's gotten three ground ball outs and three fly ball outs here so far. Sabathia 21-9, their 31st game of the year. Doniphan County 15-11, their 27th game of the year. Here's the first pitch in the third inning, and it drops just low outside the zone for ball one. Harper Schmelzley made a good defensive play to end the last inning when Doniphan County had runners at second and third with two outs. And he takes this pitch at the knees. It's called strike one. Schmelzley showing off his arm from third. He's not as big as most third basemen. I mean, pretty small in stature, but sends this one high down the left field line into foul territory goes Franken, and he gets there and makes the catch. Franken's made a couple decent defensive plays, one spectacular one, and that one a long run as well for the first out here in the third inning.
Yeah, Franken did a good job of slowing himself down because he almost overran that ball, and he was able to just chop his feet a little bit to slow himself down to keep him from being able to make that play.
So now this is about the pitcher, Christian McAfee, will bat left-handed. Into the tall righty, Alex Leibel. His first pitch is fouled and caught the left shoulder, it looks like, of the home plate umpire. Yeah. Strike one.
Fred has taken some shots here in the last couple of weeks. He did a game up in Seneca a couple of weeks ago. He took a ball off the inside of his left knee, and he showed me earlier tonight he still has welts and bruises from taking that shot. He almost wasn't able to continue that game. So he has been beaten up. Pretty much every game I've seen him being a home plate umpire this year, he's taken a shot somewhere, whether it be an ankle, a knee, a shoulder, a hand.
Yeah, I thought that one was closer to the shoulder or bicep, but he's shaking his left hand like it got him down around the wrist. So it's a one-strike count, two back. If he bases empty, one down. The bet the batting down 1-0 on the scoreboard. The pitch down and in to Christian for ball one. Matthew Garber next to Sabetha. It's the third inning here against Alex Leibel. The windup and the delivery. That's just off the outside part of the plate. Now 2-1. Pitch by Leibel is a fastball. Swung on and missed. It'll even things up at 2-2. McAfee, the third straight going to be sophomore at Sabetha in this lineup. Marcus Bauman, Harper Schmelzley, Christian McAfee, all part of that deep and talented Sabetha, soon-to-be sophomore class. This pitch just a little low, and it's 3-2 now to McAfee. The Sabetha team is very young, only one back after already serving a year out of high school, and that's Argabright. This pitch way inside, and a good at-bat by McAfee to work a one-out walk. He's the first base runner that Sabetha's had against Alex Leibel here today.
So now we'll see Alex Leibel from the stretch for the first time. We'll be interesting to see how he responds.
Matthew Garber, right-handed hitting shortstop. McAfee's got pretty good speed. He's held on by Studer, has a decent lead. He's not going. The pitch swung on and foul tipped by Garber. Both these teams list three guys as reserves on their lineup card tonight, so 12 total. Both teams batting straight through with no designated hitter. 1-0 Doniphan County. They have the only three hits of the game as well. Throw to first, but not close, as McAfee back in plenty of time. Leibel will wait as Garber turns outside the box to get the sign over to third, and now is ready. Leibel gets the sign, makes the pitch, and it's high and outside for ball one. One on, one out, and a 1-1 count here to Matthew Garber. Garber's batting average is .296. Sabetha as a team has hit .306 this season. And the pitch, a fastball, fouled to the back screen net. And it's now 1-2 to Garber with the leadoff hitter Darren Funk awaiting on deck.
Now you look at that Sabetha record and just the numbers. They started off the year so hot. They were 10-0. And then obviously Coach Paul Hurley even mentioned their schedule might not have been the strongest, and they got into league play, and that's when they started to suffer a couple of losses.
Which tails away from the plate outside. It's 2-2 now to Matthew Garber. Sabetha's stolen 75 bases, five of those by Christian McAfee. They've only been caught stealing eight times. Now the 2-2. That's lifted into short right field, slicing to the line, but a diving catch made by Cale Hamilton. Doniphan County's defense putting on a clinic with some nice plays and another diving catch made, this time in right field by Hamilton for out number two.
And again, the ball just continued to carry. I thought that ball was down for sure, and it just continued to stay up for Hamilton, who made a great diving play towards the right field line.
So two outs now, back to the leadoff hitter Darren Funk. Fly to center field his first time up. And this pitch lifted to the gap in right center. That's going to drop. McAfee will take a turn at second and try for third. The cutoff to the shortstop and no play as Christian goes first to third and is the first base hit of the day for Sabetha as Darren Funk with a two-out single to put runners
power to waste. Sabetha's best opportunity here tonight. Really the only opportunity that they have so far this evening. They've got to take advantage, and they have the guy up to the plate they want.
And that is Braden Argabright. Johnny mentioned his two-round trippers, two of just three home run balls for Sabetha this season. Leading the team in a lot of categories and looking to add to it here. He takes outside, Argabright batting left-handed, count 1-0, fifth batter of the inning. Coach Paul Hurrell will go through several signs over at third with runners on the corners here. Don't want to take the bat out of Argabright's hand with the runner in scoring position. Funk is not going, and the pitch is down and in. Argabright ahead 2-0 with Josh Herman in the on-deck circle now. Down one run. Sabetha looking to at least tie it. Now stepping off the rubber, Alex Leibel will take some extra time before a 2-0 pitch.
This is one of those pick-your-poison situations. Argabright, one of the best hitters he's been the last couple of years, but Josh Herman has had a fantastic year on waiting on deck.
Pitch outside, and they may not give him anything good at all here. The count's 3-0, and you don't want to leave one right over the heart of the plate here to Argabright. Almost had to hit his first time up, but that was the first great diving catch we saw by the Doniphan County outfield as Cole Franken made that play. Now the 3-0, and it is a fastball down the middle. Argabright was taking all the way. Now he'll go to work. It's 3-1. Runner still on the corners with two outs.
I got a feeling if he gets another one of those, you're going to see a massive cut from Braden Argabright.
The 3-1 pitch. Another fastball, and it's grounded on the right side, played by the second baseman Davis. He'll throw to first, and Studer again has to head up the right field line to kind of stretch and make the play, but it's in time, and the side retired. Sabetha's threat comes to an end. They leave two runners on base, get their first hit of the game, but as we head to the bottom of the third, Doniphan County still ahead, 1-0 here on KNZA.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Get rewarded for your Cinex grease purchases with Cinex Summer for Grease cards at Berwick Oil. Earn a $15 Visa gift card for every 4 10-pack or 35-pound pail purchased, or a $50 Visa gift card for every 120-pound keg purchased now until August 14th, 2021. Just fill out a redemption form, attach your receipt, and mail it in by September to qualify. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying products and promotional details. Some exclusions apply. Dependable protection in the toughest conditions. Powered locally. Berwick Oil Company. Online at BerwickOil.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane with you. Our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. Our Legion Baseball broadcast sponsors include Sailor Insurance Service of Sabetha and Hyman Croppen Insurance in Seneca. Also, Highland Community College. And Contias Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment driving packages. 1-0 Doniphan County, they bat in the bottom of the third. Charlie Grable leads off. The first pitch is a passed ball fouled on the left side, out of play. Strike one to Grable, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. The second time through the order here against right-hander Christian McAfee. The work from the windup, and the pitch to the Doniphan County catcher caught the outside corner. That's a called strike two.
Of course, Justin, us as broadcasters, we always have to be unbiased. But I got to say, Charlie Grable is one of my favorite players just because he's not the biggest guy. I tell you what, he is one of the better players in the Northeast Kansas League.
Fastball, and he lifts it over the shortstop and into left field. So a base hit as Grable's aboard for the second time in this game. Doniphan County with their fourth hit. They had three straight to begin the second inning and now have a leadoff man on here in the third.
Right on cue, Charlie Grable. Just a great piece of hitting. He just doesn't try to do anything too much. He knows his game is more of line drives. try to get base hits, and he does it right there going to the opposite field.
Trent Spiker flied one into center field his first time up. He lifts this one high into left field. Plenty of time for Renier to come in a few steps. He makes the call and the catch. And on one pitch, Trent Spiker is retired for out number one. Grable at first, and the batter will be Kale Hamilton. Christian McAfee's thrown the most innings for Sabathia this season. He's the first pitcher to cross over 30 innings this season, just ahead of Herman and Bauman, who were at 23-plus innings. Coming into the zone tournament, this pitch outside, a sliding stop by Herman. Kale Hamilton 0-for-1 with the ground ball to the shortstop. Batting here with one on first and one out and a 1-0 Doniphan County lead.
This is another guy that you cannot make a mistake to because he can make you pay.
Hamilton, the Troy product, takes low again, and it's 2-0 to the right fielder. Alex Leibel on deck. McAfee working around some trouble here for the second straight inning. Both pitchers have kind of been working behind in the count much of this night, and this pitch is inside. It's 3-0 now to Hamilton. We haven't seen a ton of walks, but certainly both pitchers have struggled to kind of jump ahead early in counts. A 3-0 delivery here from McAfee to Hamilton is swung on and just getting a piece of it. Hamilton had a cut part of Herman there as home plate umpire walks the ball out to the pitcher, making sure that Herman the catcher is okay. It's a 3-1 count.
How about that? Hamilton swinging on 3-0.
Green lights. Probably got it again here on a hitter's count. 3-1 pitch coming. Runner leads from first. That's Grable. And the pitch is called a strike on the inside part of the plate. Hamilton thought he had drawn ball four. And now it's a full count. McAfee trying to battle back. He has just one strikeout in this game. That was the first batter he faced. And he missed inside that time for ball four. So one-hit batter, now one walk issued by McAfee, and that puts a couple runners on with one down for Alex Leibel, who doubled into deep center field his first time up.
Got to think this is a huge spot in this game right here after Sabathia just squandered a good opportunity in the top of the second inning. Doniphan County, if they can find a way to plate a run or two here, would go big.
Leibel a chance to help himself as he takes high for ball one, and McAfee will work from behind in the count one more time. Part of the order here that had three straight hits for Doniphan County, their first plate appearance against McAfee back in inning number two.
You got to start to wonder as well how long the leash is for our Christian McAfee tonight.
Pitch on the inside corner. That's a great location if he can keep putting the ball right there. A couple called strikes, one to Hamilton to send the count full, and now a strike one called to Alex Leibel on the inside part of the plate. Runners on first and second with one out. McAfee looks back to second, and now the pitch, and it's a bit outside. No, it's on the corner. Called a strike. 1-2 count now to Alex Leibel in the pitcher-pitcher matchup. McAfee ready, and the deal is a bouncing ball towards second. They go to second to get that out. The relay not in time and wild. That's going to score a run as home around third scoring is Charlie Grable to give Doniphan County a 2-0 lead, so they get the 4-6 out, but a relay that probably really never had a chance ended up being an error on the wild throw by Garber.
And you talk about Sabathia being a young team. That's one of those young mistakes. When a ball was hit that slowly, just get the first down and then pocket the baseball. But instead, DC is going to take advantage of the error.
So two outs for Kobe Davis. RBI single his first time up. Throw to first. The back safely is Leibel. Two runs, four hits, Doniphan County. No runs, one hit, Sabathia. As Johnny just reminded us, Sabathia, great opportunity, couldn't score last inning, and now Doniphan County finds a way to add to their lead and clearly have established the momentum here in this ballgame. One strike to Davis. Cole Franken would be next. A That's the, got the second out there at second base before the air throw. First error of the game. Swing and a miss as Davis chased that off-speed pitch away from the zone, and it's now 0-2. Davis lined one into left field his first time up to drive in the first run for post 55. McAfee, one punch out so far, looking for one here, but he doesn't get Davis to chase this pitch, tailing again outside. It's 1-2.
I think the biggest thing, too, when you look for Doniphan County, not only do they get the extra run, but if you're Sabetha, you're always going to have that in the back of the mind, knowing that Trent Spiker is looming and a possible chance to close this game as it gets farther along.
1-2 pitch, ground ball towards short. Garber stays back on it. He'll take the short throw to second, and a 6-4 put out to retire the side. Doniphan County doubles their lead. They get one run on one hit and one left. We head to inning number four. It's Doniphan County 2, Sabetha 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by our great KNZA Legion broadcast sponsors like C&K Service, your independent tire dealer. C&K helping you get there safely. Moreland James Banks in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. And also Kirkwood & Company in Highland, great restaurant and sports bar, open 7 days a week. Check out Kirkwood on Facebook to see all their daily specials. On to inning number four we go. It'll be Josh Herman, then Cooper Bradbury, and Jonathan Rinier. Sabetha down 2-0 as they come to bat. Alex Leibel will start the fourth inning with his 48th pitch of the night. And it just misses for ball one. Leibel with a two-run lead now, and misses inside, falls behind 2-0 to Herman, who grounded to third base, back in inning number one. The pitch is a fastball swung on and missed, 2-1 now to Herman. Getting Sabetha to the top seed coming into this zone tournament. They did not play yesterday. Doniphan County did and got the win. Here's the 2-1, and that's called a strike on the outside part of the plate to even things up at 2-2. Leibel has 0 strikeouts, but he's walked only one and also surrendered just one free pass thus far. Here's the 2-2. He's just outside and a bit low, pushing the count full to Josh Herman. Johnny mentioned his stats early on. A lot of them leading this Sabetha team offensively. The payoff is foul tip. Pitch coming inside. Kind of an offensive swing there by Herman. He'll stay alive and get to pitch number 7. And this is second and bat against Alex Leibel tonight. No games to broadcast tomorrow evening on the radio. There will be 2 games, a couple of elimination games. Seneca and Corning will play the first one at 6 p.m. Here's a ball into right field, just past the second baseman on a couple hops. Sabetha has their second hit, this time a leadoff single for Josh Herman into right field.
I feel like now Sabetha's got to try to take advantage of this leadoff hit, because the farther this game goes along, the more it looks like Doniphan County is going to have some control in this one.
The other game tomorrow night will be Hiawatha against the loser of this game, and an elimination contest tomorrow. tomorrow. Cooper Bradbury, he ground out the second his first time up. Back here with nobody out. Runner on first, and he takes high for ball one. Bradbury's 353 average is fourth on the team, behind Bauman and Argebright and Herman, who both hit well over 400. Bradbury chops this one foul towards the Sabetha third base dugout, although the Raptors are the visiting team on the scoreboard. That decided by coin flip earlier before the game. 1-1 to Bradbury. Jonathan Renier over in that on-deck circle. Hurl goes through signs at third. His son is coaching at first base. That's Adam Hurl. Now the throw to first and diving back in there head first. Herman had ample time to get back to the bag.
And they got him kind of leaning towards second base. He really had to scurry back and then going a headlong dive just to get back into first base.
At the batting down, two runs. And a runner on. Here's the 1-1 to Bradbury. And it's high. The runner taking off.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. We apologize for the brief disconnection there. We've got things reestablished, and we'll catch you up on a couple of bats that happened very quickly during that break. As the pitch here swung on and missed, it's Marcus Bauman batting. So it's 2-1 ball game now. The inning started, as you heard, with Josh Herman getting a single, and then he stole second base on a ball that wasn't cleanly out of the glove to the hand of Grable to make a throw, the Doniphan County catcher. And then Cooper Bradbury singled into left field. Herman stopped at third, so Sabetha had first and third with nobody out. And then Jonathan Renier on the first pitch that he saw from Alex Leibel lifted a fly ball to deep right field. That was a sacrifice fly. First out of the inning, but it scored Herman from third. So now it's a 2-1 game. Doniphan County leading Sabetha. They have a runner at first base with one out. Marcus Bauman batting, and he takes another pitch low and away to even the count at 2-2. So Renier got the RBI. Bradbury is the runner at first base. And Bauman trying to continue the inning here for Sabetha.
We talked how big it was going to be for Sabetha to take advantage of that leadoff base hit. So far they have.
Pitch by Leibel, swung on and missed. He gets Bauman, and that is the first strikeout of the game recorded by Leibel. A big second out here at the top of the fourth inning. So we'll see what Harper Schmelzley can do at the runner on first. Three hits now for Sabetha, two of them coming here in the fourth inning. Schmelzley, the third baseman, fouled out to left field, and he ducks underneath the first pitch for ball one. Fifth batter of the inning for Sabetha. Brock Studer will hold on the runner, Bradbury at first. Not a big lead, and the pitch is down and away for ball two. Got to remind myself, as a broadcaster, every umpire does it a little bit differently. Fred Schocke does a phenomenal job, but he's just a little bit delayed on making that call sometimes with a strike, at least with the arm motion. Here's a ground ball to short, should end the inning. Chalfant underhands it to the second baseman Davis for the force out, and that retires the side. But Sabetha's on the board. They get one run on a couple hits. No errors, one left. And after 3.5, it is Doniphan County 2, Sabetha 1, here on KNZA.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha. Bottom of the fourth inning, Doniphan County will come up again leading by one run and have the lower third of their order, 7-8-9 hitters Cole Franken, Brock Studer, and Connor Hayes. Christian McAfee's thrown 58 pitches back out there for his fourth inning, having allowed two runs on four hits. Doniphan County's left four on base. Lead it 2-1. Pitch inside, but swinging. They appeal down to first, and Terry Smith, the field umpire, says yes, he did. But Cole Franken couldn't quite get out of the way of that, and he turned inside towards the pitcher, and it kind of turned into a swing as he tried to miss that pitch. This one is right in there for a called strike two. Franken has a single already in this game. Ground ball into left field, his first time up, one of four Doniphan County hits. They mount hits Sabetha 4-3. Here's the 0-2. And a breaking ball just a little bit high. Get a check swing by Franken, but able to hold the bat back that time. Both 1-2.
A little bit of a delay, but they do end up checking down. And first base umpire Terry Smith, who says he does not go around.
McAfee gets the sign from Herman. Wind up and the pitch, and that one's called strike three. No appeal needed. Right in there, falling to the bottom part of the zone for McAfee's second strikeout of the night, and both guys he's got looking. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. For Brock Studer, fly ball to left, his first at bat. Right-handed hitter. He takes a strike across the outside part of the plate. Studer starts with that front left foot, way back, kind of an open stance.
Funny you mention that. I was just about to say the same thing. He probably has the most open stance of anybody we've seen.
Ground ball past the third baseman, a hit into left field as Schmelzley couldn't get over to get it. Didn't touch it, I don't think. Sharply hit ball by Studer. And a base hit for Doniphan County's Brock Studer.
Yeah, that's one of those balls that probably should have made the play, but it hit so hard he had to range to his left. Good hit by Brock Studer.
Yeah, he hit it hard. Schmelzley didn't have much time to react to it. He's going to have to make a great play, dive, or do something just to knock it down. So one on with one out. Connor Hayes, the hitter. First pitch, a strike. And now McAfee working from the stretch, checks the runner over at first. Here's the 0-1, and it's low, blocked by Herman. Does scoop past him about a foot or two, but Josh able to corral it quickly. It keeps Studer at first base.
Also, that's one thing tonight that we did not see last night. Both catchers have been outstanding, really, in all the catchers we've seen tonight, not allowing many pass balls or wild pitches.
Good point. 1-1. Hayes takes. It's outside and low, 2-1. Leadoff hitter Braden Chalfant is on deck.
Well, like last night at times, we were seeing it almost every other pitch, a pass ball or a wild pitch, and haven't seen many of them tonight.
2-1 for McAfee. That's a little bit low. Ball three. Yeah, quite the distance between home plate and the backstop, although cement at the bottom. Sometimes you get a little kickback off that wall, but pretty easy advancement on anything that gets by the catcher here at Somerset Park. 3-1 pitch is inside, and that is a walk to advance Studer to second. And Hayes at first with one out for the top of the lineup as Chalfont will bat for a third time here against Christian McAfee. Two walks and a hit batter surrendered by McAfee.
And this is the second straight time Chalfont has come up in a big spot. He came up in the second inning with the bases juiced. With runners at first and second, the same situation and grounded out.
Not for sure what happened there. This pitch slipped out of the hands of McAfee and the runners advanced to second and third. That ball just kind of slipped out of his hand because it was not anywhere close to home plate. It went way high and behind the batter.
Typically, you see that on a breaking pitch where it just slides out of your fingers, and that looked like the case right there.
The runners at second and third now with one out. Chalfont's got an opportunity here. He's 0 for 2 with that ground out Johnny mentioned and also a strikeout in the first inning. He lifts this one into right field pretty deep. Bunk back and makes the catch. But it's deep enough, and no, it's not deep enough. He gets it in, and for some reason, at third, Brock Studer unable to tag there on the play. Boy, that was a deep ball. Studer not the fastest of feet out there on the field, but sure thought it would have been enough. Now there's two outs with runners at second and third.
And head coach Vernie Coy is beside himself in the first base coach's box. He cannot believe Coach Spiker at third base.
The throw was cut off. He would have scored easy because there's no way the right fielder was going to get
it all the
way to home.
The only thing I can think of is last night Coach Spiker sent a guy for the final out of the inning. It got thrown out at home plate, and he didn't want the same thing to happen again. The only thing I can think of why he did not send Brock Studer. I mean, Studer doesn't run great, but that ball was so deep, there was no shot to throw him out.
Even the Doniphan County fans are kind of putting their hands on top of their head like, oh, my, what happened? That even brought former Doniphan County coach, former Hiawatha coach Lyle Smith out of his lawn chair and standing up and walking around in some frustration.
That takes a lot for him to get out of his chair.
Here's a ground ball, and it's knocked down by the second baseman, and the throw is not in time. Doniphan County gets that run, and one more. Sliding in, coming all the way around from second is Connor Hayes. Great base running. As a sliding stop by Argabright at second, it was going to be a close play at first, but beating it out was Chalfont, and then Hayes was just darting around third all the way. And after all of that, Doniphan County now leads it 4-1.
Great, good hustle by Charlie Grable then to beat that one out. And now you don't have to worry about why the runner wasn't sent from third base. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Grable, excuse me, I said Chalfont. Chalfont was out number two on that fly ball. Now a ground ball to the shortstop. Garber's got it, throws to first, and in time as the inning will come to an end. But the damage is done. A couple of runs, a little harder way than maybe they could have, but Doniphan County does come through. They had just one hit but scored twice as they cash in on a walk. And now Doniphan County leading Sabatha 4-1 as we head to the fifth inning. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS in Sabatha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabatha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabatha.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Start of the fifth inning. A 4-1 lead now for Doniphan County after they get two runs on the air by Sabetha's second baseman. So a three-run lead now for D.C. Sabetha will bat with the bottom of the order. Christian McAfee, Matthew Garber, and the top of the order, and Darren Funk. Here's Christian McAfee, left-handed batter against Alex Leibel, who stays out there on the mound for Donovan County. First pitch swing is McAfee, and he fouls it off to the left side and out of play. So you look at McAfee on the mound. He really has only given up one earned run, despite being down 4-1, and now he rips a base hit into center field. So McAfee trying to help his own cause. He's on to lead off the fifth inning for Sabetha. And now here's the nine-hitter, Matthew Garber.
Yeah, good start for Sabetha. I mean, down three runs now. Going to need to put some things together. But when your leadoff hitter goes out and smacks one up the middle, that gives you a little bit of renewed confidence. And say, all right, here we go to work, boys. Plenty of game left.
Matthew Garber lined out to right field his last time up on a really good play by Cale Hamilton as he raced towards the line and went into a dive to rob Garber of a hit. Now bouncing ball right back to the pitcher, a chance for two, second to one. Throw to first, in time with the double play. 1-6-3 on the double play. Donovan County just like that has two outs in the top of the fifth inning.
I mean, it was fairly routine, I guess, because it was hit right back to Leibel so quickly, but it takes a little bit for a pitcher to be able to field that, turn a 180, make it to throw to second, and then have a nice relay to complete the play, and Donovan County made it all look easy.
I like what Leibel did there. He took his time. He didn't throw the ball all that hard. He made sure he placed it in a perfect spot for a shortstop, Brayden Chalfant, to throw a strike over to first base to complete the double play. So now at the top of the order, here's Darren Funk for the third time. He has flown out to center and singled. That was back in the third inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. The fastball a little bit low, and it's 2-0. So Sabetha looked like they had a chance to get something started here in the fifth, a leadoff single, but quickly erased. And now a high fly ball and into left center field, giving chase is Haynes. He'll retreat into left center field and make the grab. And just like that, the top of the fifth inning is over. So 3-up, 3-down. Heading to the bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1 lead for D.C. on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. And prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Yeah. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1 lead for Donovan County over Sabetha alongside Justin Fluke. Johnny came back with you. Middle of the order coming up for D.C. Cale Hamilton will lead things off, followed by Alex Leibel and then Kobe Davis. Christian McAfee still out there. First pitch to Cale Hamilton is hit down the right field line. That's a fair ball. He's going to round first. He'll stop there. And actually, he's going to get second base as the ball is going to go underneath the wall. There's a little bit of a gap for allow water to drain through off the field. And it somehow perfectly found that hole. It was just going to be a single for Cale Hamilton, but with the ball going underneath the wall and out of play, he will get second base. So that is a ground rule double officially for Cale Hamilton.
That would be like a heck of a trick shot to hit a ball into one of those holes, not to mention a fair ball that barely got inside the first base line and then curled over there towards that.
That's what, maybe a foot wide gap, you think?
Yeah. Donovan County will take it. Continue to have all the momentum.
Now here's Alex Leibel. He has doubled, scored a run, and reached on a fielder's choice. And now he's up in the count 2-0.
And how big would it be if D.C. tacked on another run here in the bottom of the fifth inning? Right now leading 4-1, four runs on six hits. There's a swing and a foul back by Alex Leibold out of play. McAfee now comes set, takes a look back at second. Hamilton with a huge lead, and now a fastball spiked in the left-handed batter's box, but a great stop by Josh Herman to keep the ball from going to the backstop and keeping Hamilton out at second base. 3-1 the count on Alex Leibold. Tell you what, they are not checking on Hamilton much at all. He is getting a huge lead out at second base. Now 3-1. Fastball bounced in, and that'll be a walk to Alex Leibold.
Could help Sabathia in a way. I mean, you got a chance for a force out at third now or a double play, so it gives you some more options around the infield. But problem for Sabathia right now, they don't have any outs here in this inning. A couple guys coming up that have already delivered base hits in this contest.
Nicobe Davis, who will dig in. He already has an RBI single today. He has also hit into a fielder's choice. He bats with Hamilton at second, Leibel at first, and nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1 lead for Doniphan County. Winner will get Marysville on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. That's ball low and away. Bethel still playing deep in the outfield. The 1-0 is lined in the right field. That's a base hit. Hamilton around third. They're going to hold him there. Probably a good decision, as that's going to load the bases up with nobody out for Cole Franken.
Yeah, with nobody out, no need to risk or chance anything there. His first three batters of this inning have all reached base safely, and that'll bring Paul Hurl out of the Sabathia dugout to the mound.
That might be it for Christian McAfee tonight. He's really thrown pretty well, and that is going to be it for McAfee. So Sabathia will make a pitching change. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the bases will be loaded and nobody out when we come back. The 4-1 lead for Doniphan County on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change for Sabathia. Cooper Bradbury now out on the mound. He's making his seventh appearance of the year. He's only thrown eight innings. He's 1-0, though, with a ERA of just 1.75, seven strikeouts compared to just four walks. He has only faced 29 batters this season. Comes into the big spot. They'll have the bases loaded. And nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning, already trailing 4-1. A fluke here, you got to imagine this is the potential of a knockout blow if you're Doniphan County. That's what you're going for right now.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, does Sabathia even bring their infield in a couple steps and try to play for an out at home at this point? Or are they still thinking, let's try to get two out? Looks like they're going to stay back and would give up a run to maybe try to get a couple outs, at least deep on the middle part of the infield. And hopefully they are counting on Bradbury to be able to get a strikeout or find a way to get an easy out here.
We'll bring the corners in. Middle infield will be back at double play depth. And here's Cole Franken. First pitch from the lefty, Cooper Bradbury, is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Franken has a hit today. He also has struck out. Both of those were against Christian McAfee. close stance for Franken from the right side. And now he swings and takes a big cut, but he comes up empty, and he's down 0-2. Bradbury throws a little bit harder than McAfee did.
Yeah, left-handed, so it's kind of a total different look out there.
Bradbury comes set, now the 0-2. Fastball high. We talked about this being just the seventh appearance for Bradbury, and he's only thrown 8 innings, so he is a guy that typically only comes in for about an inning or so. He might be asked to go a couple innings here tonight just to try to keep the pitching staff intact for Sabetha. There's a swing and a bouncing ball. Hit back to the pitcher. Bradbury will spin, go to home for one. Throw to first is not in time. They actually brought Christian McAfee off the bag. So they will get the forced out at home and a big first out for Cooper Bradbury. That's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Sabetha.
Yep, no doubt. Great job by Bradbury. He came in, threw a couple strikes, got ahead in the count, then a ground ball back to him, knew exactly what to do with it. Now they can back up a little bit on the corners of the infield as well here and try to play for two.
Brock Struder will bat now. He has a hit today. He has also flown out, and he has scored a run. And there's a car out in the parking lot that has the lights on. They're going to ask him to either move that vehicle or turn those lights off. And so that was one of the rare places where lights in the parking lot do play a factor. Now a second
car backing out and leaving, so.
And a second car has also turned their lights on, so I think they're going to try to get that stopped. But again, so that's one of the rare places where lights in the parking lot can play a factor. So they appear to have it figured out. So here's Brock Stewart. The bases is loaded. One out. First pitch from Bradbury is right down Broadway for strike one.
It's also one of the few ballparks that you can set in your car if you want, have a pretty good view of the game, and listen to it live on radio.
There's several people up there in the parking lot just enjoying it on tailgates. Now the 0-1 to Studer. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and he's now down 0-2.
Bradbury has been great so far. No room to work with the bases loaded. He's delivered mostly all strikes here to the first couple batters he's faced.
How big is it also that Josh Sherman's been a wall all day today behind the plate? There's a fastball high and away. I need him to continue to be great right now. No room for error, as Justin mentioned. Bases loaded, a 4-1 lead for Doniphan County, but they're looking for the knockout blow. Bradbury comes set. Here's the 1-2. Ball fisted off the hands into the infield. It's a pop-up for the first base of McAfee. He drops it, but it's going to be the infield fly rule called. And so Studer will be out. It looks like McAfee just didn't see that ball very well. It's kind of that weird time of the night where the sky has that look where sometimes the ball can blend in, and it didn't really get that high either, so it could have been right into the middle of the lights as well. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. The infield fly rule gives us our second out of the inning.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He just kind of basically realized that it didn't matter. It was already an out, so.
And so now here's Connor Hayes. The base is juiced in two away. First pitch fastball splits the plate in two for a strike. Hayes has walked, scored a run, and grounded back to the pitcher today. This is the biggest at bat of the game so far right now. The 0-1. Fastball. Strike called on the outer edge at the knees, and now 0-2 on Hayes. I tell you, Bradbury is not messing around. He is coming fastball after fastball, and he has been right over the plate with almost every single pitch he's thrown. The 0-2, fastball low.
Yeah, I've been super impressed. If he can come into this bases loaded, no out jam, and get three outs facing three batters, that's exactly what Sabetha wanted, and Bradbury trying to deliver.
There's a swing and a foul off and a good cut by Connor Hayes if he stays alive at 1-2. Not only that, that's a possible momentum shifter as well. Right when Doniphan County had the bases loaded, nobody out thinking they have a chance to just blow this game open. If Bradbury can find a way to get out of it and not allow anything, that could be a big momentum boost. Here's the 1-2. Call strike three on the inside corner. Bradbury comes on in relief with the bases loaded, and he gives up nothing. With that, we played five complete. We'll head to the sixth inning. It's 4-1. Doniphan County leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to inning number six. We got a 4-1 ball game. Donovan County leading Sabetha. Earlier tonight, it was Marysville defeating Corning by a 4-0 score. So Marysville is in the winner's bracket final Wednesday night at 8, awaiting the winner of this game. Sabetha with four hits, but just one run. They've committed a couple errors that have been costly as well, accounting for two of the four Donovan County runs. Donovan County five hits, but just left the bases loaded. The big thing for Donovan County is now that they've stranded eight total batters in this game. Here's Braden Argebright leading off for Sabetha, and a line drive single into left field. First pitch he sees from Alex Leibel is a base hit. So that's the third consecutive inning that Sabetha's had a leadoff single. They were able to turn that leadoff hit into a run in the fourth, but a double play erased the hit in the fifth. Now Sabetha down to their final six outs, batting here in the sixth inning and part of their lineup a third time through. Josh Herman is 1-for-2, singled, scored Sabetha's lone run in the fourth. Leibel throws to first, but diving back in there is Braden Argebright, who leads Sabetha in stolen bases this season. Argebright now 1-for-3 with that single to start this sixth inning. Another throw to first, but Braden's back safely. Mentioned 75 stolen bases for Sabetha on the season earlier. Argebright has 18 of those. Almost about one-fourth of the stolen bases. Pretty big lead, not going. And the pitch to Herman is in their lower part of the zone called strike one.
Kind of wondering how can Sabetha take that momentum from the bottom of the sixth inning, or the bottom of the fifth inning, excuse me, getting out of that. See if they can turn it into a run or two here.
Leibel from the stretch, tall right-hander, delivers in a ground ball right side, hustling in the second baseman, flips it over to Studer, they get that out. Argebright does easily advance to second base. And Herman's out 4-3 for the first out of this sixth inning. And now Cooper Bradbury, who right now is the savior for Sabetha, at least able to keep this a three-run game. Came in with the bases loaded, nobody out. Got a 1-2 fielder's choice out at home on a ground ball back to him, then got an infield fly and a strikeout to get Sabetha out of the jam. Now Bradbury at the plate takes a strike at the top of the zone. He's singled and he's grounded to second base. In this contest, with a runner at second base and one out, and a fly ball into right field. Kel Hamilton has it played perfectly, barely had to move a foot as he makes the catch on his shoulder, and that's out number two. Now Jonathan Renier at a fly ball and a sack fly into right field, his last time up, driving in Sabetha's only run.
We haven't talked about this yet, but we talked earlier about the decision to have Alex Leibel start this game tonight. How good has he been tonight?
Yeah, no kidding. If Donovan County can win this game and have Trent Spiker ready to go for the winner's bracket final. So like this game we were talking about, you win it, you're two wins away from winning the tournament. You lose this game, you have to win five. It's kind of the same thing on Wednesday night. If you can win that game, you're one win away from winning versus losing that game, you got to win three. So that's another huge game, of course, on Wednesday. There's the 1-0 pitch to Renier. The time was called and granted to the batter, Jonathan Renier, there before that pitch.
Darker right out at second base, kind of dancing around a little bit, taking the attention of Alex Leibel on the mound.
Renier has hit into one of two double play balls in this game. Donovan County has turned two twice. This one foul tipped. It's the ball on the strike now to the Sabetha left fielder. Renier's double play ball was a 1-6-3. Last inning, we had a 1-6-3 double play as well off the bat of Matthew Garbert. Runner stealing third. Ground ball towards first. It's gloved there by Studer, who will go to the bag and get the out. So Sabetha leaves one on base. Nothing becomes of their leadoff single. And as we head to the bottom of inning number six, Donovan County still leading it here at Sabetha, 4-1 on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab, or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8th, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you. Somerset Park at Sabetha. Cooper Bradbury back on the hill facing D.C. leadoff hitter Braden Chalfont. The first pitch is inside, ball one. Chalfont 0-for-3 as the leadoff hitter tonight facing the lefty Bradbury, who's retired all three batters he's faced. Second pitch of the half inning is low for ball two. So Donovan County did get one run in the fifth, and one in the second, one in the third. Excuse me, didn't get one in the fifth. One in the second, one in the third, two runs in the fourth. Those two in the fourth were unearned. Still looming is kind of a pretty big play that we may go back to in this game with a 2-1 potential score, instead 4-1 with an error. Pitch right. Misses again, is 3-1 to Chalfont.
And actually, when you look at things, three of the four Donovan County runs are unearned.
The other error came in the second, right, as here's a leadoff walk. So Bradbury, after a little bit of time, recording three quick outs and batting as well, now comes out and issues the leadoff walk to Chalfont. Was that an unearned run in the second? I mean, there was three straight hits. I don't think the error factored into that run in the second inning. I have to check that, but I think two runs are earned and two are unearned. But I could be wrong. Charlie Crable is 1-for-2, but has been on base all three times. He's been hit by a pitch. He's reached on an error. That's the big error we were just talking about back in the fourth inning that led to two runs. Crable also has singled and scored. Lefty-lefty matchup, a hot shot to the shortstop. Garbert misplayed it! And that is an error in what could have been a double play ball. That had 6-4-3 written all over it. But instead, both runners are safe with nobody out. As I don't know if Garber took his eye off of it, was trying to hustle to turn two, but just booted the ball there at shortstop. Grable safe at first. Chalfont now at second. That is the third error on the Sabetha defense here in this game.
I'm looking back, Justin, that unearned run was in the third inning on that ball that was thrown away, on a ball that should have been pocketed by that shortstop that got by the first baseman, allowed Charlie right. Grable to score in the third inning. So there's
right.
your third unearned run.
Yep. 1-0, the count. Trent Spiker's 0-for-3 today. Two fly balls and one ground ball, and a strike here makes the count 1-1. So runners at second and first with nobody out. Donovan County looking for some insurance here. They need just three outs to win it. Currently have a three-run lead. Threatening again in the bottom of the sixth. Spiker looking to get on base. The 1-1 from the lefty Bradbury. after looking twice to the runners, and now time is called before the pitch by Spiker. Donovan County won't do anything too crazy here with nobody out. Up by three already. Neither runner held on at first or second. Bradbury keeps looking back to second, and now he steps off this time and just kind of disturbed and bothered there by Chalfont at second base, dancing around and having a big lead with neither the shortstop or second baseman trying to keep him close. Now the pitch, 1-1, and it's popped back towards us straight over the press box. It's 1-2.
Really, Chalfont's not dancing around all that much. He's just moving around a little bit just to keep his feet moving, but it's not like he's got a giant lead out at second base that Bradbury should be all that worried about.
One and two to Spiker. And a ball laced down the line into left field, and it bounces foul. Boy, that was very, very close. The home plate umpire had to call it. And I don't know. That one looked really close down the line. Certainly would have scored at least one run. And Spiker's kind of had some tough luck hitting in this game today.
And Jeff Spiker, the third base coach for Donovan County, he was trying to coach that ball to stay fair, but he wasn't arguing, so I think it was just about 6 inches to a foot, if even that, in foul territory.
So another 1-2 pitch coming, and it swung on and missed. Spiker strikes out. So the first out of the inning, as Bradbury records his second K, and will now face Cale Hamilton, the cleanup hitter, who is 1-for-2. Paul Hurl coming out of his dugout. It looks like going to make another pitching change as he signals in left fielder Jonathan Renier and will take the ball from Bradbury after facing 6 hitters and recording 4 outs, 3 very important ones with the bases loaded in the 5th. But we're in the 6th. Donovan County leading 4-1. They got a couple guys on with 1 out. Cleanup hitter to the plate when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5-5, all right, thank you.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Get rewarded for your Cinex grease purchases with Cinex Summer for Grease cards at Berwick Oil. Earn a $15 Visa gift card for every 4 10-pack or 35-pound pail purchased, or a $50 Visa gift card for every 120-pound keg purchased now until August 14, 2021. Just fill out a redemption form, attach your receipt, and mail it in by September to qualify. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying products and promotional details. Some exclusions apply. Dependable protection in the toughest conditions. Powered locally. Berwick Oil Company. Online at Berwick.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane with you, Legion Baseball. Our broadcast sponsors include Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha, good food and good experienced people. Also, Two Timbers in Highland, a Home Plus senior living community. And Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Jonathan Renier now into pitch for Sabatha. Christian McAfee will shift from first over to third base. That'll push Harper Schmelzley from third out into left field. No, he's at second. And the pitcher Renier delivers the first pitch strike. It was foul tipped by Cale Hamilton.
Arger Bright now with a shortstop. Schmelzley to second.
Who's in left field? That's what I'm missing. Garber, go out there.
I believe. Darren Funk, I believe, now is out in left field.
So everybody changed positions, basically. Except Terman, still the catcher. Is this pitch a little bit high? It's 1-1 to Cale Hamilton, who is 1-for-2, as we mentioned in this game. Got runners at first and second with one out. A 4-1 Donovan County lead over Sabatha. We're in the bottom of inning number 6. Ground ball to third and knocked down, but batted away from McAfee, who will go over and pick it up, and that's all he can do. as Chalfant now at third base. Grable reached on the air, advances to second, and Hamilton's aboard to load him up here with one out. E5 on the ball booted there by McAfee, and that is the fourth error on Sabetha defensively in this game. You mentioned it, Johnny, three of the four runs unearned, and maybe more that could be scored that would be unearned here this inning. They have let themselves down defensively.
Will Ulrich is now into the game for Sabetha as well. He's the center fielder as Aaron Funk shifts over to left field. There's a bouncing ball into the right field. That's a base hit. One run scores. Now they're going to send Grable. He's going to try to score, and the throw is way too high, and that'll score two, and both runners are going to advance as well. Hamilton to third, and to second base goes Alex Leibel.
So a two RBI single by Alex Leibel, and then runners advancing at Leibel to second and Hamilton to third on the throwing error. So the throwing error, E4 by Sabetha, but two more runs scored. It's now a 6-1 Doniphan County lead. Those runs are unearned and charged to Bradbury. A walk and a batter that reached on an error both just came around to score on the hit by Alex Leibel, who's got a 2-for-3 game going right now with a couple RBIs and a run scored and has pitched the whole game as well.
Talk about a McDonald's player of the game. He might be well on his way to earning that honor here tonight.
Leibel at second, Hamilton at third. Here's Kobe Davis, who has a 2-hit game going. He's got an RBI, and he lifts one back on the infield. The shortstop making the catch. That's Argabright, able to corral it for out number two. So, yeah, it doesn't matter at this point. I think I'm still missing the left field. Funk went to left. You said Ulrich came in to right?
He's in center.
Okay, and who's in right? Bauman shifted from center to right. So literally everybody on the field changed except Josh Herman, the catcher. Got it. 6-1, D.C. leading. The pitch outside to Cole Franken. 8 hits for Doniphan County, but 5 errors, the big number for Sabetha on the scoreboard here currently.
You know, what would we do without the 3A Player of the Year at one point, Joe Gruber, up here helping us out?
That's right. His pitch is a little bit high, and it's now 2-0 to Cole Franken. He singled, struck out, and grounded out on a fielder's choice back to the pitcher. Facing the third different pitcher he's seen today, it's Jonathan Rittner in there, the right-hander, with two outs, trying to get one more. Sabetha down 5 will bat Bauman, Schmelzley, and McAfee in the 7th. Winner of this game gets Marysville, who earlier won tonight over the 2-seed Corning, 4-0. Now Doniphan County trying to take down the number 1 seed, Sabetha. Pitch in there for a called strike 1. Franken was taking all the way, and first base the only one open. Studer's on deck. 2 outs, 2 on. The 3-1 pitch, grounded to short. Argabright plays that one on an easy hop and throws to first, and that ends the inning. But Doniphan County adds a couple insurance runs on just one hit, 2 more errors, and 2 runners left on base. Doniphan County stranded 10. But as we head to the 7th and final inning, DC leading Sabetha 6-1 here on KNZA.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final inning of play, 3 outs to work with.
Fort Sabetha. They need 5 runs to keep this game going. Right now, trailing 6-1 to Doniphan County. And Alex Leibel is going to try to finish this himself. He has thrown a gem so far, only given up 5 hits and 1 run here this evening. He will get Marcus Bauman to lead things off. Bauman has pulled out to center field and struck out today. There's now a car alarm is going off out in the parking lot, so they're going to delay the beginning of this top of the 7th inning for just a quick second. They finally have it shut off, so we're good to go.
Tried horns, tried lights, and nothing phases Alex Leibel.
No. Alongside Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane here with you again for the 7th inning of play. The first offering for Alex Leibel is hit to the right side of the second baseman Davis, and it bounces off his leg, and that'll be an error. So that's how Bauman will reach to begin the 7th inning of play. He hit it hard and just went right underneath the glove of Davis and hit it right off the inside portion of the leg on his left side. And so that'll be the first error of the day on Doniphan County. And we'll see if Sabetha can take advantage. Here's Harper Schmelzley for the third time. He has flown out to left field and into a fielder's choice. He hits a high fly ball in the deep left field. Giving chase is Franken, and he'll make the grab in left center field for out number one. Tell you what, Schmelzley's not very big, but he has a mighty cut.
Yeah, we talked earlier about his power in the right arm playing third base. Pretty good power in the swing as well. But how about Franken tonight in left field? I love how he just sprinted to that ball. He had more time than he needed to sprint, but he sprinted there, got set, made a good catch. He's played well enough tonight.
He has been played well the last 2 nights for Doniphan County, and really everybody for Doniphan County has played well these last 2 evenings. Here now is Christian McAfee for the third time. He has walked and has a single tonight. Bats from the left side against Alex Leibel for the third time. Runner at first base, one away. There's a swing and a pop up to the left side. The third baseman Spiker is on the line, and he will make the catch in fair territory for out number 2. Kind of had him twisted ground a little bit, but he was able to recover and make the grab. And now, Sabetha down to their final out.
Talk about Doniphan County playing pretty well the last couple nights, Johnny. It's a pretty good time of the year to be playing some of your best baseball.
You expect that from a team that had a lot of guys that have played a lot of Legion baseball and a lot of big moments. So now it's up to Matthew Garber to keep things rolling. Actually, this is Will Ulrich now that will bat for the first time. He came on defensively in the 6th inning for Sabetha. He bats from the left side. First pitch from Leibel with a fastball outside.
So 5 of the 6 Doniphan County runs are unearned, including those last 2, an inning to go, right?
Yep, that just shows right there. Ayers will get you beat, especially in the postseason. There's a swing and a foul off by Ulrich, 1-1 the count.
On the other side, Doniphan County's first error of the game came just a little bit ago on the first batter of this inning.
Leibel's been able to work around that pretty easily. Now the 1-1 to Ulrich. The swing and a miss on a fastball on the outside. And now Sabetha down to their final strike. Leibel, he's been great all day long, looking to finish it off here. Doniphan County scored 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th. And a swing and a foul off by Ulrich. He stays alive at 1-2. One R score, 2 outs, and the 2-strike pitch. Swing and another foul off by Ulrich. He again stays alive and continues to battle up there with a 1-2 count against him. Kind of surprised that Studer at first base is even holding on Bauman, but nonetheless, the fastball just misses off the inside edge. Good spot by Leibel. Did not get the call, but I'll move the count to 2-2. And the 2-strike pitch again. There's a line drive base hit in the left field. Ulrich comes off the bench. He gets a base hit. That'll continue things for Sabetha.
That's just a great at bat. I mean, game on the line, your first at bat of the day. You come in, you fall down in the count, you foul off 3 pitches, take one close one and then deliver a single into left field to extend the game. That's a great AB right there by Ulrich.
And I also flip things back to the top of the order now. Here's Darren Funk. He'll swing. He'll line up ace hit in the left center field. Rounding third and coming around to score is Bauman, and that makes it a 6-2 ball game. And now Coach Vernie Coy starting to walk around outside of that first base dugout, getting a little antsy.
He wants to try to still in the on deck circle. So,
he wants to try to not have to use another pitcher here tonight if he can keep from doing it. Although if someone came in, he probably wouldn't throw enough to make it hurt any time. But still, here's Braden Argob right now.
A couple dangerous batters coming up. Yeah, he could use a pitcher, and if you win this one, you're off tomorrow for sure anyway.
Argob right is 1-for-3. Line out, ground out, and he does have a base hit. That was in the sixth. A 1-0 from Leibel. It's popped into left field and fairly deep. Franken, though, is there. He will make the grab, and that will end it. So Leibel throws the complete game gem for Doniphan County, and D.C. is into the winner's bracket finals coming up on Wednesday night. 6-2 the final. Doniphan County wins it. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back, we'll go through the stats, and also pick our player of the game. That's all coming up when we come back on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account. Or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Alongside Justin Fluke, I'm Johnny Kane. Kirk Kilman, our man back at the KNZA studios, taking care of us. 6-2 the final. Doniphan County wins it over Sabetha. So Doniphan County will play Marysville in the winner's bracket final on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We'll have that game live here on FM 103.9 KNZA. This game tonight, Justin, it was just a simple fact of errors. Too many of them cost Sabetha here tonight. 5 errors total, and that proves to be the difference as Doniphan County again wins it by a 6-2 final, but those errors just all proved to be costly.
Yeah, you take away 5 errors and 5 unearned runs for Doniphan County, and the 5 errors for Sabetha that led to 5 of those runs, and Sabetha could win it 2-1. I mean, it really comes down to that, the 5 defensive errors, and Doniphan County got a great pitching performance. I thought the Alex Leibel was terrific, and you know their defense was really good as well. One late error in the final inning, but they made some great plays. I mean, in left field, Cole Franken made a couple great plays. Kale Hamilton made a great play. Trent Spiker, a couple tough catches. Grable didn't allow a ball past him the entire night. I mean, just a very workmanlike effort. And just like in the first game, we talked about, you know, which team in a pressure game like this, a postseason tournament, could get the early lead. Well, that team was Donovan County. One run on three straight hits in the second inning. They added a run in the third. And really, Sabetha never threatened. I mean, by the time Sabetha got a run in the fourth, it was 2-1 briefly, but Donovan County answered right back with 200 runs themselves to make it 4-1. And certainly too much for Sabetha to overcome with the errors on top of that here tonight. But a couple evenly matched good baseball teams, who knows? They might get a chance to meet again later this week.
To the totals, we'll start with Sabetha. Darren Funk, he finished 2-for-4 and an RBI. Braden Orgerbright was 1-for-4 tonight for Sabetha. Josh Herman, he was 1-for-3, also scored a run here tonight. Cooper Bradbury, he was 1-for-3. Jonathan Rainier had a sacrifice fly RBI. Marcus Bauman, he had a run scored tonight. Christian McAfee was 1-for-2. He had a walk and also a base hit. And Matthew Garber was 1-for-3 for Sabetha, who will drop to 21-10 on the season. Donovan County, meanwhile, Braden Chalfont walked and scored a run. Charlie Grable was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Cale Hamilton was 1-for-3. He had a walk to get on base. Alex Leibel was 2-for-3 at the plate, 3 RBIs, 1 walk, 1 run scored. Toby Davis was 2-for-4. He had an RBI. Cole Franken was 1-for-4. Brock Studer, 1-for-3 with a run scored. And Connor Hayes, he scored a run and walked for Donovan County, who is now, again, improves their record on the season to 16-11. Time to pick our player to bank on, or excuse me, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Pretty easy decision tonight. I think Alex Leibel's got to be our player of the game.
No doubt, pitched a gem of a game, and at the plate was able to go 2-for-3. He was actually on base all 4 times that he batted in this game. As Johnny mentioned, scored, drove in 3 runs. And Alex Leibel is our player of the game here tonight. Donovan County wins it 6-2. They had 8 hits, left 10 guys on base, but only 1 error. Sabetha ended up with 2 runs on 7 hits. Sabetha stranded 6, but had the 5 costly errors here tonight. So Alex Leibel, our McDonald's player of the game. Our other Legion Baseball broadcast sponsors include Sailor Insurance Service of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. Also thanks to Highland Community College, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, the Moreland James Banks in Hiawatha, Atchison, and Sabetha, part of the Bank of Blue Valley. Also thanks to Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Restaurant and Sports Bar, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance and financial products. Also Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, good food and good experienced people, and Two Timbers in Highland, a Home Plus senior living community, our Legion Baseball broadcast sponsors. We'll be back broadcasting again on Wednesday and Thursday. We take tomorrow night off, but there is 2 games tomorrow night. Hiawatha and Sabetha will play, and also tomorrow night Seneca against Corning at 6 p.m. So those are the 2 elimination games tomorrow night, and then going into Wednesday, there'll be just 4 teams left. We'll have the winner's bracket final between Donovan County and Marysville, that game at 8 p.m. on Wednesday night here on KNZA. Appreciate our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. Second night of doubleheader for Legion Baseball in a row here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Johnny Kane, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until Wednesday, good night, everybody.